An architectural gem. That's how state officials and preservationists talk about the Cordell Hull office building. 4 years ago, the block next to the state capitol was slated for the wrecking ball. Now Tennessee is spending $100 million to save it. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The Metro Historical Commission's Tim Walker marvels at the hulking gray building tucked away between the Capitol and Municipal Auditorium in downtown Nashville.
Truly, we'd never spend that kind of money to build a building like this today.
The Cordell Hull building rises 9 stories and stretches about the length of a city block. Built in a simplistic style popular in the early 1950s, it might not look like much, but its limestone exterior gives it a stolid feel. And inside, there are rose-colored marble finishes quarried right here in Tennessee.
So I think it's kind of exciting that it might now have a use where the public gets to go in it more often and really appreciate its beauty, the interior beauty of the building.
Renovation work on the Cordell Hull began last month and is expected to take until the fall of 2017 to complete. When it's finished, it'll become offices for state lawmakers who plan to abandon their longtime home in Legislative Plaza. It'll thrust into the public eye a structure that up till now has really only been seen by government workers. Many were ready to see it torn down 4 years ago. But now...
Well, it's a grand old building.
John Hull, no relation to the building's namesake, runs Tennessee's real estate management operation.
We think it's a value, actually, to renovate this old building and keep its character the way it is.
But some changes will be made. A tunnel will connect the Cordell Hull to the base of the Capitol, and the building will be expanded with the addition of ground floor hearing rooms. It's those hearings and tours of the legislative offices that'll bring many Tennesseans in to see Cordell Hull for the first time. The hope of preservationists is that it won't be long before the building becomes a beloved part of the Tennessee Capitol. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.